The doom scrolling on your phone stops now.
Settle down, relax, take your clothes off, and listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. My girlfriend, who I love very much, and I'm not just saying that because she's listening right now, Melissa, her daughter Kimmy is going to South College, and she's going to be a dental hygienist.
Great job.
She's about done with it. She's got her diploma and everything. She has a few more credits to take care of, so that means doing some, you know, practical stuff. So
getting some time in the chair.
Yeah, she said, okay, I need some volunteers to practice on. So I went out yesterday.
Oh, what a nice thing for you to do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. About 1:30, and if you know our schedule, we get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So about 1:30 in the afternoon, our brains turn to mush.
We start to crash.
Yeah, and so it's usually a time for a nap. So I'm laying there in the chair while she's cleaning my teeth and poking around and all that. And so I'm starting to nod off a little bit. And as she's done, of course, you know, because she is still a student, one of the instructors has to come over and check her work.
Sure.
So she goes in there and they're both in, you know, surgical masks, and they got the protection on and all
kinda,
that stuff.
Kind of hard to hear them, probably.
And so they're saying a bunch of different things, and they're poking around, okay, this and this and this. He has this, you know, kind of tooth, blah, blah, blah. And I swear, I thought I heard the instructor say something about his labia. And and so that's when my eyes open. I go, did you say there's something wrong with my labia? And everybody started really laughing at the place. And I said, and they said, well, I hope you don't have problems with your labia.
Maybe you were dreaming that part.
No, I swear I thought they said that. And then my next thought as I'm starting to drift off again is, well, if it was a problem with my labia, you'd probably have to tilt the chair the other way. So there you go. It was a fun anatomy lesson while I was having my teeth taken care of.
She did great.
Yeah, she did great.
Now we just have to check your ears.
Yes.
And maybe something else.
I lost my labia. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville with Woody and Jim. From the Eurostone Studios, Ben from Eurostone was out here yesterday.
Yeah, he was taking measurements, and boy, he's a man of his word.
He is. He's fast. He's a little crazy, but he's really fast.
Picked out our countertops the other day. He said, let's put him in on Saturday.
So we're going to be in a whole new studio Monday morning.
Oh, it's going to rock.
Welcome to our pillow fort. It's Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. We got Weezer tickets to give away with the contest that you can't really lose.
Unless you really try. It's called Could the Answer Be C? If you want to play, call the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. That's 553-0933. We'll play next.
Woody and Jim in the morning. For God's sake, don't make us beg. We have Weezer tickets to give away. We'd love to give them to you. Give us a call, 615-553-0933. The Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline. Play Could the Answer Be C next. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville is the Woody and Jim Show. Oddly enough, Hall hates Oates now.
I know.
Isn't that great? They're fighting.
I know. John Oates lives here.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for him.
I know. I don't know if they ever liked each other.
I don't know. I think they probably just got along, you know.
They just put perfectly, musically together.
Right.
Just whenever they look at each other.
That's the way it goes. Okay. All right. Let's play a game.
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B, but who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
All right. We have Rachel on the line of Murfreesboro. Hey, Rachel. Hello.
Good morning and welcome to the show and the game that's pretty hard to lose.
That's right. It's called Could the Answer Be C? And if you get all three questions correct, you're going to win tickets to go see Weezer. They're going to be showing it. They're going to be at Bridgestone on the 17th of September. You and a guest can be there for free.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Here you go, Rachel. Pumpkin Spice Lattes are now the official sponsor of A, Ugg Boots, B, oversized scarves, or C, Instagram captions that say, oh my God, Becky, this is life.
What do you think, Rachel? What is your answer?
I'm going to go with C, C.
Yeah, that is right.
All right. Okay. Rachel's got the hang of it.
Good job.
Knowing that the answers aren't important, more the joke's the important part.
All right. Rachel, Waffle House says it lets people see their food being cooked right in front of them because A, people want to see their food is cooked safely.
Mm.
B, it helps their employees get better tips. Or C, because it's a floor show that brings in drunken degenerates at 2 a.m.
Yeah. C, for
C.
Sure.
C, yeah. Okay, yeah. You're two-thirds of the way there.
It's cheap entertainment.
Well done.
All right, here's your final question. With just a couple of rainy days in the last few months, the Tennessee drought of 2024 is bad. To help farmers get more moisture, state officials will be A, cloud seeding, B, lowering the price of importing water, or C, flying the Hawk Tua girl over crops.
God. Several flights. Gosh. What do you think, Rachel?
This is a hard one, but I'm going to go with C.
C! All right.
Yes.
Okay.
The difficult yet correct decision. Yeah,
this is a hard one. It's also a setup to a different joke that we will not do. Congratulations, Rachel. You got all three right, surprisingly. And you've got tickets to go see Weezer.
Good job.
Cool. All right. Thanks.
We're going to put you on hold. We will play another round of Could the Answer Be C with more Weezer tickets and fresh questions coming up just after 8 o'clock.
But they'll be just as difficult.
Yes, just as difficult. Yesterday, we had a lot of fun asking chat GPT to roast our towns. We went through most of the little towns around here. Of course, Murfreesboro and Hermitage and Green Hills. We had a message from Grace Ann saying, would you please roast Mount Juliet AI style?
Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Let's see. Okay. All right. I'm pulling it up now. And
it takes just seconds.
ChatGPT says, Mount Juliet, Tennessee, where the biggest attraction is the giant water tower that lets you know you're officially in the middle of nowhere.
Awesome.
It's a town where the most exciting thing is the never-ending construction on the same two roads. The local entertainment? A toss-up between a new strip mall opening and the latest Dollar General grand opening.
A lot of the towns, they mentioned Dollar General. And that's totally accurate for any town in Middle Tennessee.
It works.
Yeah.
Mount Juliet, where suburban sprawl meets rural charm, and not much else happens in the land between the lakes.
Another one, we had a request from Grace Ann, who told us on the app, how about doing Columbia?
Columbia, Tennessee.
Yes, Columbia.
Ah, yes. Okay. ChatGPT says, Columbia is where the biggest event is Mule Day, where farm animals walk through the streets like they're running for mayor. And the only thing rarer than excitement is a building taller than two stories.
That is so true.
Zoning laws allow three things in Columbia: homes, antique stores, and meth labs. And let's not forget their claim to fame, being the Antebellum Homes Capital of Tennessee, or as the rest of us call it, a history lesson nobody asked for.
Also, it's the home of our 11th president, James K. Polk. You know, you got to think about that, too.
So but that's not funny.
That is not funny. But Mule Day is huge in Columbia. I've been there several times for Mule Day.
I love Columbia.
And people talk about, well, how do they get the mules there? Do they have, like, tractor trailers? No, they actually bring them in, like, from wherever they are.
They just ride them?
Yeah, they bring wagons in. I think, you know, it starts, I don't know exactly what time of year it is. I think it's April, but they have to start, like, Christmas. So to get the mules
there. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
We are big fans of the Nashville Humane Association. In fact, we had Wet Nose Wednesday yesterday, and our dog, our little puppy that we had in here, got adopted right away.
Summertime Magic.
A sweet, sweet puppy.
Three litter mates.
Yeah.
So if you fell in love, there's some siblings there still available.
Very cool stuff. You know, there's dogs and cats that need to be adopted. There's cops in Oregon who adopted a 15-week-old kitten. Now, this happened after two search and rescue team members found it hiding in the wheel well of their rescue vehicle. They said they drove 15 miles before they realized it was in there.
There was a kitten in there.
Yeah, there was a kitten in there, and you know, it got adopted.
I've been volunteering for 20 years with Winona County. This is the first time this happens. And pull this whole fender well cover out.
It wasn't until we climbed all the way up into the engine, basically, like looking down into it with a flashlight, that we could even tell that she was down here.
And we see the just tiny little head pop up. Meow. It's like, oh, there you are.
Meow. Kind of looks up and like kind of meows sadly. And the coordinator was just like, I shouldn't have done that. Should not have looked at the cat. Because it's mine now.
See, there you go. That's it. A happy ending.
I don't know. Sometimes they adopt you.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. They are. They will save your soul. They will heal your heart.
Exactly.
They really do. Three things you need to know. It's football season. It gets underway tonight. NBC is the first game. 7 o'clock tonight is the Chiefs and the Ravens. And we'll have to find out if actually they are going to run some of the plays. They've confirmed that, yes, Taylor Swift has written some football plays for her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. So I guess if Patrick Mahomes is at the line going like, cheers on my guitar, ready, set, go. Bad blood on six. You know.
That'd be fantastic.
I would love that.
All right, here's a horrifying story. I guess last month in a Florida hospital, there was a guy who he and his wife were visiting their rental property in Florida from out of state, and he was having some pain, and he went to the hospital, and Dr. Shaknovsky, which kind of sounds like a joke name.
A really trustworthy name.
But he is a real doctor. He said that he needed spleen surgery and said he needed to have it right away to have his spleen taken out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that doctor, when he went onto the operating table with his patient, took out his liver by mistake.
Oh, my God.
And the man passed away.
Oh, yeah, because you can't live without a liver.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And apparently he has been taken off duty at the hospital.
I would
and,
hope so.
Yes, his license is in question. Wow. And I'm sure a large settlement is coming their
way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's horrifying. Slightly less horrifying, but still kind of maddening. Amazon is denying rumors that they're banning their delivery drivers from singing along to the radio. They say it distracts them and negatively impacts the driving safety. That's what they're saying. And, of course, they have cameras in all the trucks, so they'll know.
They're always watching.
If you're singing along to the radio.
So you
they're
say
saying, that, no, that's not the truth.
They're
no,
denying
They're
that.
Denying that that's a true thing. 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's time to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Goin' Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right. We have a married couple joining us on the line to play Gender Wars. We have Brock and Amy. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you guys do everything together. You have a couple's Facebook page, and you're on the same phone right now.
That's how close we are. We don't even have it. We don't even have our own phone.
Yeah.
You guys are. You're just that whole oneness that's supposed to happen with marriage. You are a living example of the heights that can be taken to.
Do you go to the bathroom together?
Definitely not.
No, you don't have a love toilet.
With
two seater.
No. Well, Brock has one.
Really?
You know, he has one of his own.
Okay.
Oh, well, he has his own. Okay,
that's a story for a different time.
Now that Woody has shown that he's stalked you completely for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Let's just get the game going. Oh my gosh. You each have a multiple choice question to start things off. Don't forget, you also have a screw you can use
right.
If you have a question that you don't know the answer to, but you don't think that your spouse knows the answer
mm-hmm.
to. You can use the screw and make them answer your question.
Here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for you, Amy. Is a Wawa bar something you'd find on a motorcycle, a weight bench, or an electric guitar? A Wawa bar. Or whammy bar, sorry.
Well, wait. What do you got that wrong? That's a completely different word. This changes the question.
It's whammy bar.
Whammy bar. Okay.
Give her the choices
again.
I've
heard
a
Wawa bar.
Thanks. Yeah. A whammy bar. What are the choices?
A motorcycle, a weight bench, or an electric guitar.
Whammy bar. Okay. I'm going to say it's a motorcycle.
No.
Oh.
It's on an electric guitar.
Brock says,
I was going to answer guitar. So.
Oh, well.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. See.
We'll give you.
That's that protein bar. I got it published.
Okay. We'll give you half point credit.
Okay, Brock, here you go. Multiple choice. Your lady asks you to go to the kitchen for some Pyrex ware. Pyrex ware. Are you coming back with a plate, a baking dish, or a wine glass?
Oh, a baking dish.
A baking dish it is.
There it is.
Okay. Okay. See how it goes when we get all the words right.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
I'm roasting you.
Okay, here we go. Amy, you can catch up with this one. What city is home to the Joe Louis Arena?
Oh, gosh.
Why do you don't whisper?
It's just one of those where I can use. No,
you
this
could
is
use
not
a screw if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, you use a screw if you want.
Yeah, please do.
Never mind. I'm not going to use it. I'm pretty sure he knows.
Because he knows.
Okay. I'm just going to guess Chicago.
You're pretty close. You're pretty close. Yeah, same time zone. It was Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Can't give you credit there. Brock, if you get this right, you'll have a 2-0 insurmountable lead. Okay?
Okay.
Brock, how many snaps are there on a lady's garter belt?
Oh, my. Four.
Two is not correct. Mm. No. It's four.
Okay.
It's four. So, Amy, you have a chance to tie it up.
Okay, Amy, what car maker sells the Ridgeline pickup trucks?
Okay, Ridgeline.
How fast can you
Mazda?
Google?
Mazda? Is it Mazda?
Is not correct.
No, it's Honda.
Honda.
All right.
Honda. Oh.
There's no way that...
there's,
unless Brock could lose a point, he automatically wins 1-0.
Wow. Wow.
Do you feel this game has brought you together or torn you apart?
We're probably going to have an argument after this.
Oh, okay. Well. We'll put you on hold and let you fight it out
and connect you with counseling if needed.
And Brock, you get a certificate of braggification from our friends at Going Postal in Brentwood, so you can flaunt it in front of your wife as much as you want.
Okay. And he will.
All right, Brock and Amy, a pleasure to have you play Gender Wars with us here on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
Play again tomorrow morning at 7:20. Some news that came out is they have announced the lineup for this year's episodes of Dancing with the Stars, once again using air quotes when you say stars.
They keep reaching farther and farther
right.
to get people that will make you tune in somehow.
There was rumors going around that Nashville's own Hawk Tui girl was going to be in there, but no, they couldn't get anybody that big. Sorry.
No, that's shows for losers.
We have Tori Spelling. Okay.
Okay, she's somebody.
Eric Roberts, who's the brother of Julia Roberts and the father of Emma Roberts, and the star of Sharktopus, if you see that. Excellent film. And there is one real star, and that's Reginald Vell Johnson, who was the dad from Family Matters. It has to be like 85.
Yeah. Out there dancing with his walker with little tennis balls in the bottom.
That would be good. One person I may tune in for, and that is Anna Delvey, who is the fraud heiress.
Yeah, the girl who pretended to be a rich, like, Russian heiress, but she was totally just acting.
She's just a scam artist.
She frauded everybody. She went to jail.
Yeah. I guess she had to get permission from ICE and the police to be on the show, and she will be wearing an ankle monitor during the filming of the show.
So they're going to have to work in that, like, the counterbalance to the ankle monitor for her dancing.
Yeah, it's not too many high kicks, I guess. So,
and she's fighting deportation.
Yeah.
So if she gets kicked off the show, she could not only just leave the stage, but also walk right onto a plane that sends her back to Europe or something. Wow.
Yeah.
So, that's a really good lineup again.
There's a lot of other people that I've never heard of. So, you know, those are the stars.
Did they move that from the TV network to Disney Plus?
I think they moved it to Disney Plus, and I think it's back on like ABC because they got nothing else.
Okay.
So, yeah. So tune in for that if you'd like.
Can't wait to not watch.
Yeah, exactly. We're aware to play the game that it's hard to lose. Even if you try to lose, it's hard to do it.
Let's play the game where the choices are three. Maybe the answer to say is A, or perhaps it's correct to say B. But who are we kidding? Could the answer be C?
All right, we have Andrew on the line in Nashville. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Doing good.
All right. Are you familiar with the game we're going to play?
I'm not, but I can figure it out.
You'll probably pick it up as
you're
we go along.
You're getting the gist of the name of the game is Could the Answer Be C?
All right.
Three quick questions. You get all three right. We're going to send you to Weezer, okay?
Yeah. Don't let the name of the game influence your answers.
Should you?
Question number one, Andrew. Engineers have developed a method to vaporize plastic. This news has caused A, environmentalists to celebrate, B, recyclers to rejoice, or C, Dolly Parton to go into hiding.
God. I'm going to say A, or is it always C? I don't know.
Oh, wow. You know what?
I didn't hear the rules at the beginning. I'm sorry.
You know what? I think this is the first time
that somebody got it wrong.
Somebody got it wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what. The answer was C. But if you get two out of three, we'll let you win. Okay.
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 All right.
Because we have still two more jokes to get through.
But this isn't the last time somebody's getting grace on this.
Just be patient.
Okay.
Be patient and you'll win, okay?
Oh, I was waiting for that to happen. It's going to happen eventually.
All right. Andrew, listen carefully to question number two. A Steve Harvey biopic film is underway. Kevin Hart has been cast in the role of A, Steve's younger self, B, Steve's son, or C, Steve's mustache.
Steve's mustache.
All right, okay,
that is correct.
All right.
Okay, you're almost to the tickets.
Okay, question number three. Taylor Swift, it's true, she's drawing up plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. This gives Taylor A, chance to show off her NFL skills, B, the possibility of maybe having a coaching position, or C, this gives Taylor Swift more chance to tell Travis Kelce what to do.
That's definitely C.
All right, we're going with C there. Okay.
Yes.
It was a little rocky there for a while, but yes, you are the winner. Congratulations.
I'm glad I got it together.
Yeah, you got
it
together.
Yeah, you did. There was a little stumble, but you totally picked yourself up and finished the race. Good job. Andrew, you're going to go see Weezer at Bridgestone in September. We appreciate you playing, and please pay attention to the rules next time. The hints were overwhelming.
They were, yeah.
Were they not?
Now that I look back, yes, it was.
Yeah.
Looking back on it, what you should have said was C. You have a great day. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Having fun with us. There's a Florida teacher that got fired for giving zeros to students who didn't turn in their work. Apparently, the school she works at has a policy that I've heard about in some schools where they can only give as low as a 50 for anything to a student. I don't know if it's a self-esteem thing, but she says they didn't hand in anything. They had 2 weeks to do the project, and when they handed in nothing, she gave them zeros. The school fired her, and she did leave a nice note on the whiteboard before she left, and she said that she was, loved the kids, and she said, I love you. I wish you the best in life. I've been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing anything in.
Wow.
Love, Mrs. Tiotto. So
a 50 would be like a D, I guess.
It gets an still, F. It's an F. F.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not a passing grade.
No.
Wow.
No. Well. But it's like you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Why should you get any points?
Exactly. You know, everybody gets a participation ribbon.
I have a feeling she'll probably get snapped up by a school that actually
cares
and does, you know, wants kids to be smart.
A lot of people who had a 50 on their score were Googling last month. Here's some of the things people were Googling. They've given us a list. This is a couple of them that are, kind of make sense. Who's speaking at the DNC tonight? Of course, the Democratic National Convention last month.
Oh, okay, yeah.
People keeping track of that. Number two was, what does monkeypox look like?
Okay, that's a big thing around the world.
Yeah, I guess it looks like pimples until it turns bad.
Okay.
When does the Love Island reunion air? Of course, that's more American.
That's big.
Yeah. And then the second one after that is, where do I watch the Love Island reunion? How to watch Love Island reunion.
Yeah.
And the last one was, why is everyone saying demure? Because of the TikTok makeup artist.
Yeah.
Talking about how it's being mindful and demure about yourself.
Yes. And kind of being, you know, humble and not so flashy. But I always like the people that are big time over the top, but call themselves demure.
Yeah.
You know?
I've seen memes with you know, Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction going, say demure one more time. I love it.
Well, you know me. I'm Jim. I'm Frugal Jim to many.
Yes.
I love a good deal. And if you like flying and you don't like to spend a lot of money, and if you also don't care about comfort, Spirit Airlines is having a flash sale right now where you can fly from Nashville to L.A. for as little as $70 each way.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
going on for just a little bit of time, and it's only if you fly between September 25th and November 19th.
So, like, right now, pretty much, close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you want to hit up Spirit Airlines, maybe find yourself a deal.
Yeah, and you just have to bring your own food and your own chair, I think.
Yeah, and safety devices. And,
and the last, does anybody here know how to fly a plane? If you volunteer, you get a really good deal.
They'll let you through TSA if you bring a gallon of fuel.
What are we doing the rest of the day, Jim?
Well, both you and I are headed over to play bingo with the kids at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Always an awesome time.
Love those kids.
That's always a fun thing.
Yeah. What are you doing the rest of the day?
Then my girlfriend Melissa and I are going to the very first showing of Beetlejuice at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Nice.
At Premier 6 in Murfreesboro.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw it already, and you say it's a lot of fun.
It is.
Very cool.
I'm going to continue to try to find somebody to come fix our dishwasher, which, as I've told you, doesn't work and is... I've cleaned it a few times, but it keeps smelling.
Mm.
And right now, it's like neck and neck with the smell of the Walter Hill landfill in Murfreesboro. even if I do get a technician to come in and fix it, who knows if he won't just turn around and drive off.
I know that smell, sadly.